Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Yep. I think we've got to just about everything today. We didn't hear the tape of Matt Lauer talking with, what's her name, with Miss New Jersey about one of those pictures where the guy is playfully biting on her breast.
Right.
And it shows him playfully, I guess you'd say, biting your breast.
Yeah.
He's softballing that, so to speak.
Yeah. That's nice to hear.
Have you heard this one?
Everybody wants to be loved.
Yeah, that's W.
You heard that one. Let me see. Buzz, I hope you're not going to talk about any of these things.
Okay, let's find out.
What did I forget to talk about today? Katie Couric?
Nope.
She's given all these interviews now. I guess it's mainly one interview that she is backing up on, wanting to have the man's job of being the network anchor.
She's kind of setting the table for if things go awry.
Yeah. Saying that she wants to go to 60 Minutes and... Les Veneers had a big news conference where he announced that no matter what, she's got the job.
Yeah, she's going to hang in there, and he's backing her. And we know how solid that can be.
Also, what was we reading about the Nintendo Wii? In Japan, TV ratings, seriously, TV ratings are down because so many people are crazy about the Nintendo Wii.
Yes.
And I was looking at something on the web today about the newest thing for the Wii that is, it'll never catch on in America.
Okay. That's Viagra, isn't it? Do I get part of that 64?
Yeah. That was legit.
You got $64.
That was legit.
That's a real laugh, Mike.
Yes, thank you.
I thought you were the funniest guy I ever met.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Anyway, it will never catch on in America because it makes too much sense. Because you know with the Wii, you move your arms around anyway, like to throw the football or hit the tennis ball.
Right.
They got a thing that comes with, like, it looks like a little boogie board, and you actually lay on this thing. Your kid lays on this thing, and they do push-ups, and it's an actual physical fitness workout for the kid.
Oh, wow.
With the Nintendo Wii, and that's one reason that...
That's blazing new territory for video games.
And the thing is, in Japan, they have incredible TV, that it must really be a phenomenon to take people away from the TV shows that they have.
Do you think that this might also be the advent of the death of reality programming? Because Japan was ahead of the curve, as far as we were concerned, in this country, with reality programming. Japan had, you know, had the most amazing shows. You know, it was like the guy sitting on an olive, you know.
They still do. Like, the guys that that get weights, like a 5-pound weight.
Oh, I've seen this.
And they get string.
Oh,
and they tie the string to their nuts.
Right.
And they stand there on a stage, and it's the guy that can have the most weight added.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, without quitting. And they do it until they quit.
Think about that.
Do they have that game for the Wii?
Yeah. You have to get your own string, though.
Anyway, I thought that was rather incredible. And Kelly Clarkson, we'll get into this next week, about Kelly Clarkson being fat and being mad at Clive Davis.
Well, I think that she hasn't taken my advice, and therefore she's going to be doomed.
What did I read about? There was something, I don't know if it's Vibe or Blender magazine, one of those, where she's addressing her weight, and she says something like, oh, God, I should have brought it in. I'm paraphrasing the quote. Clive thinks I'm too fat to go on tour. Uh-huh. Oh, well, Clive doesn't like girls.
Yeah, she's pretty nasty about him. And
so I wish her the very best as she steams forward to Aretha Franklin land.
The other thing he said, or she said, is that I don't make my records for 80-year-olds.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, because, you know,
he's 80.
I mean, so I guess when he was picking hits for everybody when he was 70,
you know,
that's irrelevant.
Anyway, then there's Simon Cowell.
Clive Davis at 80 is better than 99% of the people in the music business. And he's not 80, he's less than 80.
That's Simon Cowell.
Less than 80.
He's responding.
Boo!
Then here's that.
Shut up!
Here's that dumb Yenta, that Miss New Jersey.
I'm not a robot. I'm a human being.
Please.
She's a party girl, too.
I am flat-chested.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, honey.
Fun.
Man, oh, man. She looked like a party girl in those pictures. I enjoyed every one of those pictures. And I enjoyed them because it's not what anybody expected.
Right.
You know, it was just her having a good time. And she did seem to be with one big fat guy.
And it shows him playfully, I guess you'd say, biting your breast.
That's her acting partner.
Really?
That's She's she another said. One with the Joker mouth, that Miss New Jersey.
Yeah. She looks like New Jersey, doesn't she?
She does look like New Jersey. No, I'm not going to sit here and defend her. She does look every bit New Jersey.
So you got none of that, right, Buzz?
None of that.
All right, good.
All different stuff.
Okay, good. And iTunes. What was it about iTunes? Robbie, when is the Beatles stuff going to be out?
They still haven't determined it.
Oh, all right, forget
Sometime next year they're saying.
Something I heard. Never mind then.
Is it about the yellow one?
Yeah. The yellow submarine iPod.
Comes loaded with
all the Beatles songs on
it. Yeah, but
it.
You don't need an iPod now. Right?
I need the yellow submarine iPod.
Sure. No, you don't.
Yes,
you've
I do. It's
you've
cool.
You've got an iPhone.
I know.
But it's not
But
yellow.
You were telling me just the other day that you got everything. Now you
I'm
don't
an
need
iGuy,
it.
Mike. I'm an iGuy.
You need the new technology.
I sold my Apple stock today, too.
Really?
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Huh. You got to be careful with those things when you come out and you laugh and do a dance because you never know.
I never
do that, though,
Mike.
Down the road.
I never do that.
Okay.
I bought that stock 5 years ago.
Oh, you did all right then, probably.
Oh, I did more than all right.
And you know what? As I told you before, I said when you cut and run and you cut and run early, even if it goes up after this, the fact is you made yourself a little profit.
I hate the stock market. I actually took a small bit of money and invested in Apple when iPod came out.
Smart.
When iPod came out. And look at it now.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. And those guys at Lake Mason or whoever those guys are with my money, I guess I should know that. Why is it they love arguing with you? You call up and you say,
right,
what's it trading at today, like 134 or whatever? Oh. Sell. I'm going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to think. I'm like, hey, hello, dummies.
You work for me.
It's like a double return on my money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Give me the money back.
But, you know, you got to really strong arm them sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, really when I was, it was years ago when I just insisted to my broker that we buy a little thing called Piedmont Airlines. And he was trying to talk me out of it. I said, hey, this is a regional carrier. It's going to go places. It's going to be fantastic.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you anyway?
I'm doing fine.
And also my stock in Montgomery Ward's department store.
Yeah.
Didn't pan out exactly like I had really hoped for. Just didn't go that well. But my Coleco was good for a while.
ColecoVision.
ColecoVision. It was really good for a while.
There was a point in time when ColecoVision was the cutting edge game system.
And I still have the stock because there are still a few Roy Rogers that are still serving burgers and chicken.
Remember when ColecoVision dusted in television?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a brand new, whole new ball game with ColecoVision.
But I sold half of my Coleco to buy Atari.
Bad move.
Yeah, that didn't work out
How
as well
unfortunate.
As
unfortunate.
Yeah.
Good to diversify.
What happened to your Church's Fried Chicken stock?
Church's Fried Chicken stock is still steady. Still still holding steady. I'm actually getting dividend checks.
People love chicken.
It's people do enjoy chicken.
Mm-hmm. Is Church's really Chicken still around?
Yes, I believe it is.
And there is a guy that I know. As a matter of fact, I'm going to a party for him this weekend. He adores Church's Chicken. Said it's the best. I've never had it. I have never had Church's Fried Chicken.
There used to be one on Glebe Road, but I've never been to it.
I'm surprised when I still see a Roy's that's open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a Roy's. Of course, a lot of those are in my area. You know, we have a Roy's.
There you go again.
The word hasn't gotten
bragging
out there
about
yet.
Your zip code.
That's
there
right.
You go bragging again.
Absolutely.
And lots of Roy Rogers by Mike's house.
Yeah, my area where the best selling car is a bicycle.
Mike O'Mara, 90210.
Yeah. Hey, show your bling.
Yo.
Fantastic.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Yesterday.
Hi.
Yesterday, we talked about.
What, you want to say something?
Why, if you don't mind.
Is that what you're doing? You're breaking into this conversation?
Thought I might.
Hello.
The study we talked about yesterday.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Remember that study that said.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I like it when you do the.
Women.
Well, hi, everybody.
Women are the real decision.
Bye.
See, we're done. Everybody said hi, and then he said
that's
bye.
Everybody.
That means
you're
it's
sure,
over.
You're sure that's everybody? Okay.
This is Robert the Mailman.
See, I knew there was more.
Who he?
Uh-huh.
Why was he there?
I met a beautiful lady from Chicago. Nice.
That wasn't even a high.
Remember when we said yesterday that women are the real decision makers, the new study that supported that? Well, another new study says women, brace yourselves, spend more money on electronic gadgets than men do.
This is another story that has got to be 100% bogus.
From high-def TVs to cell phones and computers, this wow. report says women forked over most, yeah, most right. of the $150 billion spent on this stuff last
that
year.
That has no to way. Be where the guy said, hey, go out and pick no. me this up.
No, 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 because men are very protective of their electronics. Would you? And I know you love Carla.
Yes.
Would you, if you were going to get a nice... whatever TV it was, high def TV.
And let me tell you, let me take
would
it a
you,
step further.
Would you trust her?
I am not saying that the selection and the whole thing, uh-huh. but I'm saying perhaps you go out, you make the decision, and you the transaction her, is completed. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I just don't see it could happen any other way. I don't see women buying most of the electronics.
What do you mean? You mean that you'd pick it out and she'd go pick it up?
Like if there was something, you know, where it was going to be delivered or something like
right.
that.
Does it count if, like, the credit card's in her name, like in my house?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I don't know how they gauge it, but that's entirely possible. But in the words of Annie Lennox, sisters are doing it for themselves.
You know, I don't buy, you know, God, I hate to be the contrarian every day on
that's
your news.
All right.
But,
that's a good role.
You know, go to Best Buy some Saturday morning.
I know. You're right.
I know.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
All dudes.
I mean, there's more chicks at Home Depot.
I like
more,
Depot.
There's more cheeks, more cheeks at Home Depot.
It's going to be a nice little Saturday.
That it boosts by.
This is what the electronics industry, they count the money. Believe me, they're counting their money.
All right.
And they say that women are spending the bulk of the money on electronic gear.
It's astonishing to me.
Now, when this first became apparent, it was a shock to the electronics industry. They were thinking that men, as you said,
incredible.
Were, men would be the real gadget freaks. But when the industry first realized it had that all wrong, it initially reacted by making the products prettier, more colorful. Now it's and I found out that women actually like the gadgets and the features themselves. 64% of women say they'd pick a digital camera over a comparably priced pair of half-carat diamond stud earrings.
Absolutely no
those
way.
Women, Buzz, this is a made-up news. This is absolutely 100% made up.
There's uh-huh. I mean, really, I wish we could take the survey ourselves
you
right now.
You could go to any woman
jewelry
on the street.
Or a digital camera?
Yeah, here you go. Here's diamond earrings or a camera.
Uh-huh.
Really.
The people who count the money say this is the case.
Well, that's then they are talking to a bunch of dumb bitches. They really are. And incidentally, uh-huh. show me that woman, because I will put a ring on her finger tomorrow.
She doesn't want a ring. She wants an iPod.
I thought she wanted a camera.
She wants a digital camera and an iPod.
All of that. And a big screen TV. Of course, the dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. The euro has just hit an all-time high against the U.S. dollar in value. That's a first. Never
euro!
Happened before.
Euro!
The euro-dollar's value is up because worldwide investors are worried about the value of the U.S. dollar or lack thereof. It now costs $1.38 American to buy the dollar they use in 13 countries overseas. If it gets much worse, the U.S. dollar will be worth the paper it's printed on.
Ooh, that's scary.
Speaking of paper, scientists have come forward to say that humankind might never have learned to read if it hadn't been for dirty underpants. Researchers in Merry Old England.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Studying the medieval days, say it was only in the 13th century when peasants started moving from the farms to the cities.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
That they began to wear underwear. It was a kind of hygiene for an age that had no hygiene. But there wasn't a laundress in the kingdom who could get out those stains and the underwear would get discarded. Those guys who made paper in those days soon learned that rags, especially used underwear, were much cheaper than parchment.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked
There's
body.
A lot of paper there. More paper made from underpants led to the invention of the printing press. And that's how we all learned to read.
I swear to God, you made up this whole newscast.
Yeah, it's all pretty good, though, isn't it?
You really did.
Yeah. Clearly delusional President Bush yesterday said insurgents attacking...
There you go, making up something else.
Uh-huh. See what's next. The president said insurgents attacking troops in Iraq, our troops in Iraq, quote, are the same ones who attacked us on September 11th.
Everybody wants to be loved.
When baffled reporters asked for proof, the president said they're the same because they'd both pledged their allegiance to Osama bin Laden. The president was on his way out of the room when he was asked whether bin Laden's still alive.
And kudos to the Democratic Party for voting on another resolution that that they will not be able to back up, that they won't be able to overturn a veto with. What the hell does it matter?
Super surge we got going.
You uh-huh. know, I was sitting there watching Nancy Pelosi, a Speaker of the House, sitting up there with the gavel, big grin on her face.
Boy, she hot as balls.
They just passed this big thing. And what, you know, I mean, really. I know it's
right.
the system, but it's pissing me off.
I understand. You're
not
Why
only, even bother?
You're not the only one who feels. I think most Americans are
Why don't you
that.
Have a vote when you can overturn a veto?
Right.
Why go through
the
motion. You know why? Because it's purely political. It's
right.
as political
posturing.
As anything else, and it pisses me
Just
off.
Do you like to overturn veto?
Who?
Who was that guy in The Sopranos?
Oh, the guy in the diner that had the big red mustache. The fireman.
Johnny Cake. Like the turnover veto.
Yeah.
Turnover veto. And that guy at the diner, the fireman with the big mustache.
Oh, yeah.
He always turned over veto.
That was Johnny Cake.
When we were.
That's right.
Oh, was it Johnny Cake?
That was his name, yeah.
Oh, that's right. The other gay one.
The other one.
The other gay Johnny Cake.
The other gay Johnny Cake.
Cakes, too. Yeah.
There's two Johnny Cakes who know that are gay.
Absolutely.
The many evils of bottled water, and that's not Chicago you're tasting when we continue.
All right, Buzz. You make these up or are these real ones?
Oh, all made up.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.